Ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Judy Shepherd reading White Pants.
He watched her reading Crooked Numbers by Tim O'Mara. She was sitting in the corner seat and had to lean slightly to the left for a better light. She ordered decaf. He wanted to say, "Honestly, lady, if you're going to drink coffee, have the real stuff, not the fake stuff." But he didn't. He was an observer. He watched people because they were all characters to be used. He wondered why you would come out and eat and sit and read. Why not eat at home? She laughed out loud, put a slip of paper in the book, and laughed. As she walked out, a piece of paper fluttered down. "Oh, miss, you dropped something." She kept walking. She had on white slacks long past Labor Day and a sea breeze blue sweater. He loved the color, had chosen it for his office to remind him of life lived long ago on the Cape. She had that kind of I-don't-give-a-damn walk, not too fast, but as if she had a date with someone worth seeing. He wondered if she would think him worth seeing. Okay, was she just another Newport Beach bitch, as he had thought of the beautiful faux-breasted and lifted beauties who were so demanding and heartless, assessing your wallet and ride before deigning to go out with you. He had enough of those types to last a lifetime. When about to leave, he picked up the piece of paper she dropped. It was a bank deposit slip from Bank of America. "Holy shit," he said out loud, looking around the restaurant to apologize to anyone sitting near. He was almost in shock. It was a withdrawal of funds from a checking account for $500, but that wasn't what got him expressing himself that way. It was funds available, which read $1,131,904.14. A staggering amount for someone to have in a checking account. Maybe it was a business account, but what kind of business? Mugs. She wasn't dressed expensively. Her tennis shoes looked well-worn and no rings, he noticed that. He turned the slip of paper over, and on the back, and the back was a phone number. But it wasn't just any phone number, it was his phone number.
Oh, for
I enjoyed that. I